Rock and roll had arrived. The film played Dublin in the middle of August to an audience of enthusiastic but eminently respectable devotees of the newest new music.
While another one buttered my bread. Two girls gave me my money. Two girls made me my clothes.
But word got around. Before long, in some cinemas, it was the furniture that began to roll and rock. As one cinema manager found out,
It took, I think, about 5 minutes for that crowd to change from being a very good-humoured lot into a collection of blackguards. And, of course, they were all very sorry the following day, and they were all back to apologise, but that didn't remedy the damage that had been done. And as in every crowd, there's a small element of outright blackguards who want to use the occasion for wreckage.
But the wreckers are few. Most fans deplore this conduct. You should take rock and roll seriously. It's quite different from just bopping. Let an expert explain.
You've seen the Dixieland band. They'd be doing bopping. If they played rock and roll, they'd do the same steps. There's no difference here. But in England there is. In London now, for instance. I was in London there for a while. And that's where they do rock and roll. And they have the partners in London, rock and roll. And it's really great to watch it. Marvellous. It's the way they do the splits in the air and rolling across the shoulders and all of that, you know, and doing the splits and everything like that.
Fans say that Or and Or would cause no trouble if the dance halls would only let it alone. They say suspicion of it colours their mildest activities.
I was thrown out of another dance hall for that, for doing the Charleston. I was told there was jiving in it. And, well, as far as I was concerned, it wasn't jiving, it was only just doing the Charleston down there, as I was taught it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they come along and they said, oh, Charleston, not at all, that's not Charleston, he says, that's jiving. And when they tell you that's jiving, well, you can't object to them, and you can't say they're wrong, because they just tell you out the door.
Well, how about rock and roll? Do you think it's here to stay?
I think it is, and it'll catch on, and it'll catch on fast.
Down in Mexico, at each high noon, siesta is the thing. Oh, you can find them sleeping out in the shade while the birds so softly sing. But from a radio there comes a U.S. show, and the disc jockey's playing the blues. Before they know what's happened, they're up and clapping to the tune of the blues. Sway choo. One, two, and then rock. It's the funniest thing ever told. The day that Mexico gave up the rumba for to do the rock and roll. In the middle of town they built a bullring stand. It reaches to the sky. Inside the matador has got his sword in hand. A bull is fixing to die. But from the radio there comes a frantic sound, and the sword drops from his hand. The bull begins to pace around in the dust to the beat of that rock and roll band. And then rock. It's the funniest thing ever told. The day that Mexico gave up the rumba for to do the rock and roll. In the summertime the tourists come, expecting to see the scenes of all the quiet places and the quiet faces that they read of in magazines. But then they're amazed when they find this craze is not in the U.S. alone. They used to dance neath the stars to those Spanish guitars, but they do it now to saxophone. One, two, and then rock. It's the funniest thing ever told. The day that Mexico gave up the rumba for to do the rock and roll.
But why have so many great writers and painters turned to drink in this way to excess?
I never turned to it. It seemed to turn to me. I don't remember ever not drinking. But people like to fix on something that they can understand. And the only thing they can understand, if they can't understand his poetry, or they can understand his boozing. I think that's the top and bottom of it.
But is it the top and bottom of it, Brendan? As far as you're concerned, you've appeared on television, quote, drunk, unquote, and it's your own quote of that. Did this please you?
I didn't care very much. Actually, and I shouldn't use that word, actually. It shows that I'm extremely sober. Anyone that says, actually, a lot, or I couldn't care less, should be shot or beaten over the head with even a beer bottle if you can't get anything else.
But what about people now? You told me earlier today that somebody phoned you up after that and said that you had been a disgrace to Ireland and let Ireland down by doing this because you're an Irishman. What was your reaction to that?
I was foolish enough to be somewhat upset by that. Then I met numerous other... I met more sensible people. I mean, I wasn't a criminal. I mean, I hadn't forced 40,000 Irish to leave the island inside of 1 year.
Well, it seems to me that you've gone down to the corner once too often. And to put it mildly, Brendan, you don't appear at your best on television when you've got one over the eight. Does this not make you feel embarrassed, being a shy person, that people should see you like that?
I'm embarrassed to be there at all. I'm embarrassed now and I haven't won over the eight. I haven't even won over the seven.